The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, Linda is with her family. Her sister-in-law's one of her sister-in-law's family who lives in this in Reading is passed away or is in the process of it, and they're all gathering to to be with the family right now. So our thoughts and prayers go out with Cindy and for Cindy and her family. At time is 7:07 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bob, and we've got the Bob with us today.
Good morning, Carl.
You had Linda's show last night too. So how much cake did you eat last night?
I just had one cupcake. That was good.
We had those people that make these just stupendous cakes. Linda, as soon as she saw the one they made for us for the station, she called them up that day and she said, "I can't wait to get them on the show." And they've got a real interesting background, and they ride Harley, so can't be bad people. Good morning, everybody. Our weather today, right now, it's 52 degrees, and today is sunny with a high near 80. Calm wind becoming south-southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Partly cloudy with a low around 54. Saturday night, sunny, high with a high near 84. I would say we've pretty much lost spring here. I think that we somehow skipped from a fall to summer. And I'm not exactly sure how we did that, but we're going to make it work. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's a veteran-owned company, and their customers are warm friends. Locally owned, of course, and locally owned and operated, 365-3793, with seniors and veterans discount. Good morning again, everybody. It's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Hello to everybody. And we have with us Spencer and this beautiful white dog.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. So this morning I brought with me one of our staff and volunteers' personal favorites, Mr. Altoid.
Mr. Altoid is... I can't see Mr. Altoid right now. Where is he?
He's sleeping on the ground.
He's sleeping on the ground. Now, this is a pure white dog.
Yes, he's
pure white.
He's got a few little brown speckles on his ears, but they're pretty small.
I didn't even notice that. And he is about 60 pounds?
I'd say he's a little thin. He's probably closer to 50, but yeah,
okay.
right around there.
And what kind of dog is he?
Altoid is a pit bull mix.
What a surprise. There's so few of those. There's so few of those in the Northern California area that have a pit bull mix. Now, this one is a shy little guy.
He is shy when he first meets people. He's been at our shelter for a while, and when he first came in, he just stood in the back of his corner of his kennel and barked at everybody, and he was just really, really terrified. And so all of the staff and the volunteers, Mark Story, our CEO included, has been working with this dog to help socialize him with people. And we believe that his shyness is from not being introduced to new people. He probably spent the first part of his life in somebody's backyard and never met anybody new. So new people are just a little strange to him at first. But
a lot of new people are strange that I've met.
Same here.
Yeah.
But with Altoid, you give him 5 minutes of your time and a piece of cheese, and he's your best friend.
When I first met him, he's been cheesed out, it looks like. Probably the people down at channels, probably 7-Eleven. Probably gave him, you know, 3 blocks of cheese because, you know, they do anything to be loved. But you know, first he was standoffish, but then as soon as he came in, and then he came over and licked my hand, sniffed me, and everything was okay.
And that's how you know that you're his best friend. As soon as he walks up to you and gives you a little lick, he's like, "All right, you're safe. I trust you."
Well, that's good. Now you know what he is. He's a beautiful dog and very, 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 very bright. It looks like,
and you know, very well behaved because he has been worked with so much. He was out of control when he first came in. He didn't have any basic obedience. Now this dog walks perfect on a leash. He knows all of his basic commands. I own a 4-pound Chihuahua that I bring to work with me, and I brought Altoid up front to my desk the other day. Actually, I bring him up just about every day. But I brought him up front, and I let my little Chihuahua out, and she's the boss of any dog that she meets. And Altoid just comes up and sniffs her, and she's like, "Hey, how's it going?" And he's great with cats. I mean, great with everybody that we've introduced him
so
to.
So what kind of home?
We recommend him to go to a home with kids 8 and older. Because
of his size?
Because of his size. And, you know, once he does get to know you, he's still kind of puppyish. So once he gets to know you, he just wants to play around, and he gets a little bouncy. So we just felt it'd be best if he was placed with kids 8
Black
and
older. Black nose, dark eyes, white, and kind of pinkish ears. You know, you say there's brown spots. Beautiful dog. Beautiful dog. How do we get this dog?
So you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
The Bob wants him. I could tell.
You know,
this is the only dog that's ever come up to the Bob and licked his hand without first growling at him.
It actually is. He came right up to Bob and liked
him. He did.
Him.
You know what? And frankly, if anything, I might question now the dog's judgment, because the rest of the dogs have all growled at him. It was, the cat went for his face. And I'm not even going to tell you what the guinea pig did. Okay, but it was frightening. So, anyway.
It was the bacon grease on my hand.
That was it. He wipes it all over his face on Fridays. He eats a bacon sandwich and rubs it on his face, and dogs come up and lick him. All right. Okay. Head on down to Haven, New Maine. This is a good-looking dog. You know, are you picking your game up here or something? It just seems like every week it's a great dog.
They're all great dogs. Yeah. And
even the cat you brought in that time, there's a couple of cats you brought in were outstanding, too.
Well, you just waited. Kitten season starting. I'll be bringing in some adorable kittens.
Yeah, so you walk in with 6. You know, here's how you do it. You walk in all the stations. I know. And I'm really proud of everybody, all of our sister stations. I shouldn't say sister stations, but all of the lesser stations in the TV market that everybody's in to help.
Yes.
To help find homes. But here's what you do. You take the 6 kittens. You make the rounds for 6 stations. At the end of the day, you don't have any kittens left.
That's the way
you do it. And then everybody goes, "When did we get a station cat?" I don't know. Oh, it all started, Spencer. Yeah, just leave it. Okay, it's just an idea.
Strategic planning.
Strategic planning. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. And thanks and good luck on this. And let's find Mr. Altoid a good home.
Yes. Here.
All right. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Hey, you know, one of the things when you have people over and there's some, you know, tragedy in your lives, you have a tendency to stay up and then try to get some sleep, and that's what I did last night. Crashed on my sleep number setting of 45, and I never even woke up when Linda came in, which is kind of strange because I wake up for all types of reasons. And she came in and went to bed, gosh, sometime well after midnight. But that shows you how well you can sleep when you're on your sleep number bed. And your sleep number beds are now available with Sleep IQ technology, which even helps you sleep better. Just the only thing you have to do is sleep, and it's kind of come up with some ideas, like maybe adjusting the bed a different way. Any type of good job.
Sorry.
Any type of these type of things that the Sleep IQ technology can do. I mean, it helps you sleep. It gives you ideas. It, you know, sends things over in the app. And now, right now, your sleep number beds are on sale. For just a few more days, you can save $600 on a sleep number IE bed rated number 1 by Consumer Reports. That's right, the number 1 bed in the nation, and you can save $600 on it right now. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center to our sleep number store. Talk to Brian or Janice there and find out why you need to get a sleep number bed, to purchase a sleep number bed. 3 things and for good health: diet, exercise, and sleep. And you can do this. You can do the diet. You can do the exercise. But let Sleep Number help you with that good night's sleep. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local, late-breaking news with Bob Martin. Weekday mornings on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning. It is a Friday morning at 7:18. What do you think? 7:18 in the morning. 52 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. Having a little problem around the house? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Ted Leidy and his group of instructors, professional NRA instructors, provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And you know what? During the classes, if you're a Shasta County resident, they will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Now, how do you get into this? And let me tell you, these classes are full all the time. The next class is on the 18th and 19th of April. If you're looking to take a CCW class, yours truly may be teaching one of those. So, yeah. We have a great time in these classes. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Tell me you want to be in the class that Carl teaches or just any class. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Susan?
I'm good. I'm good.
You've got something else going now.
Yeah, I'm not here for
you never just stop in. Say, hey, Carl, how you doing? Hey, you feeling okay here? Look, here's a little plate of cookies. No, it's, you know, you come in with things in your hands.
Gentle bribery.
You know what? Norma Comnic got rave reviews for years with oatmeal cookies.
Yes.
And now
yes.
She's back in office, so I expect to see those things start all over again. The day she got out, they stopped, which isn't true. She brought over some other time. Norma, I'm just kidding. I know you're probably listening. Okay, we've got something going tomorrow.
tomorrow. So, Youth Violence Youth Violence Prevention Council.
It's easy for you to say.
You would think I could do better at this hour of the morning. It's our third annual barbecue fundraiser. Just to remind you, Youth Violence Prevention Council acts as a diversion program for kids that come to the attention of probation. And rather than stick them in the juvenile hall or go into wild and crazy punishments at the time that they're first arrested, they're diverted to our program. And we use a system called positive justice to connect the kids with their community and to show them other ways. So we're trying to earn some money tomorrow.
Okay, and the way we're going to do this is everybody goes to Caldwell Park Teen Center.
Between 2 and 6.
Between 2 and 6. You can drive through or stay and eat, and for $10, you buy a ticket.
That's correct.
And then plus, you also have a chance to get in for some real great raffle prizes.
That's right. So our raffle prizes include an Ashland, Oregon vacation package, one night stay, two tickets to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. We have tickets to Ripley's Believe It or Not. We have passes to the Gilroy Gardens. And if you are a plant person, Gilroy Gardens is really fun. We have a $50 gift certificate to the Urban Retreat Day Spa, two night stay at Atlantis Casino and Resort. We have tickets to the San Francisco Ballet, to the NASCAR, for wine tours, to Pier 39 in San Francisco, to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, to Oakland A's, and what fun any one of those can be.
Well, you know what? And to get this thing kicked off, we have some tickets here. We're $10 a piece.
I brought you some tickets.
You did. And so if anybody would like to go and get a free tri-tip dinner, but also have a chance to do some great things and buy some raffle tickets. And on Saturday, March 28th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Caldwell Park Teen Center, give me a call. 605-4567, and we're going to hand you two of these tickets. Or we might even have a family pack if you give a great, good enough reason for four. And if you have four, and then I have one left over.
Then you'll have one left over.
So if wait,
you know, and thank you goes to Gary Cadd, City Councilman Gary Cadd.
That's Gary Cadd, by just five. Just by five. Gary, you know, I can understand four or six. Come on, man. You make that big money down there at the City Council. You make that $50 a month or whatever horrible amount it is.
I have no idea what amount it is.
To take the abuse these people take. Hey, no, okay, this is a great thing. We want to help these kids, and the way to do this is help with this Tri-Tip Barbecue Youth and Community, for the Youth and Community, for the Youth Violence Prevention Council. So do our community a big favor, and let's head on down there tomorrow. Between 2 and 6. And like I said, I'm going to give away these tickets. I have two tickets for this big tri-tip dinner.
You get a little slab of meat, and you get potato salad and beans and bread. We have laser tag for the kids, snow cones for the kids. Our kids are going to have a bake sale so they can earn some extra money. And I have to tell you, I'm making carrot cake cupcakes that are quite stunning, with little carrot candies on the top. This is part of the job of an executive director, in case the rest of you ever want to be one.
Not only that, being the owner of the of this place allows me to put in the toilet paper and the paper towels,
clean up
stuff around the people just laying around.
Are you pretty good with the vacuum cleaner too?
Boy, watch me. I am a rodeo. When I get that vacuum cleaner out, it is a rodeo. Trust me. We clean up everything, including blood here.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of being the boss, I think.
Okay, everybody. I have two tickets for this, and I'm going to keep this up because a lot of people right now are going, two tickets for what? Two tickets for what?
They're waking up.
605-4567, two tickets to this. These are worth $10 a piece. If you want a family pack, just let us know. Okay. This is a great thing. We'll talk about it some more today on the show, too, Susan. You know,
you do so
many great things, soup kitchen and all this.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
You do.
I enjoy it, you know.
I
love Reading.
I love Reading, too. I talk to people that they seem to have been burnt out on Reading. They've lived here a long time, most of their lives. And I had a guy on Wednesday, Dan Morrill, who's not burnt out on Reading. He believes Reading has got so many prospects here. Mm-hmm. It was a joy to listen to him on the show. And, in fact, it was so interesting, I just skipped a commercial break totally, because he was in the part about how technology has been a part of the Reading area in Shasta County. I said, you know, I'm looking at him, how? He tells me. He says, let's start. How about the dam that was built? The amount of technology and the new technology that was brought on to build the dam, starting from right here with that conveyor belt. And then you get into things like logging and mining and all the different things that's been in the logging industry, how much technology was in that. That there's 20 patents a year issued to the Redding. 20 patents a year.
Now, that is fascinating.
You know, that's been over the past 3 years. And it says just as far back as he checked.
Uh-huh. That's fascinating.
And then front page we have here, instead of Redding issued, you know, one of the for town per size, state checkup, Shasta lags. Shasta County Health.
Right.
We're just in bad shape here. We are 50th out of 57 states, or counties, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah, I read that article myself.
I would like to know where'd they get the statistics from? I mean, I don't remember anybody, you know, coming and asking me. And where it says here, access to exercise opportunities. 79% of Shasta County has access to exercise opportunities. What does that mean? I mean, don't we have, like, woods and roads and sidewalks
bike
and trails
and
to walk on?
Paths and
you can't
river
tell me
trail
that everybody can't get out and walk for a half an hour? Uh-huh. See, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, you know, statistics get manipulated, I think. I'm not saying these are, but I think that you can take numbers and you can twist them positively or negatively.
That's
you
right.
Know?
We have a higher high school graduation rate, and more people in this county have some college than in, you know, throughout the state. So, I mean, that's a positive thing.
That's a real positive. And actually, I think that's a switch up. You know, we spend a lot of time with the kids that come through our program talking to them about the future. You know, where can you go from here? Right now you're in a little trouble, maybe you got caught smoking marijuana at school or drinking vodka at school or something. But, you know, there's more in the future. And I think, you know, the kids really, they are our future.
They are. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to give away these tickets.
Please do. And please push my program today.
I'm always pushing your program.
And the other thing I should say is the Sunrise Rotary is doing the cooking, not me. So this is a good thing. So thank you to the Sunrise Rotary for getting out there and
big
helping
shout
us
out. Big shout out to the Sunrise Rotary. Thanks a lot, Susan. Okay, one quick thing here before we take it. It appears, you know, the that terrible tragedy with the German plane, German Wings, Flight 9525, it appears that the co-pilot deliberately crashed the plane into the mountains, that he locked out the pilot, and then he put an override on it so the pilot couldn't get in, and adjusted the altimeter on the automatic pilot so it would fly to 100 feet. Instead of 10,000 feet. And they're up at 32,000 feet. And over the next 8 minutes, he descended. And they can, you know, the only sound you had from the cockpit, according to reports, is his very calm breathing as he just sat there and watched. Interesting how somebody can do that. Now they're all trying to figure this out. He was there's no known ties to terrorists, no known problems that they'd found. At least that's the latest that I've read. Who knows what will come up in the next 2 or 3 weeks when they try and go through that. Time's 7:29 in the morning. It's 52 degrees out there. It's Friday, March the 27th. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at ReddingHomeExpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment. Today.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Hope everybody's having a good time. Today, of course, is Friday, March the 27th. A lot of things going on right now. Let's talk about who's bringing the show to you, though. How about Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive? Fine coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. And, of course, the brew part is the beer, and they also have wine over there at Espresso Joe's and on that side. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with any type of e-cigs and different flavors and all that, plus any type of tobacco accoutrements and tobacco you could want and a walk-in humidor that is stocked full of cigars rated in the high 90s by Cigar Aficionado. All of this right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there, Joe and Shelley. Okay, let's go into some things. Managers hired for the Red Bluff Roundup. After nearly a year-long search, they hired James Miller. Began the job at the Roundup on March the 23rd, just as early this week. He's all excited about it. And Red Bluff, you know, of course, the Red Bluff Roundup is coming fast. It's going to be here in a couple weeks, in fact. And I believe we've given away most of the tickets. We'll probably give away a few more. Also, tomorrow, Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day starts at 10 o'clock up at Igo Cemetery with a welcome home to our fallen Vietnam veterans. At 12 o'clock, a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day program will be held at the Veterans Hall. And there will be a free lunch provided by the Sons of Italy, music provided by Robert Diagaro, Valerie Ibe, and the Mistletoe School students. Information tables will also be set up. For more information, call Eddie McAllister at 524-7504. Speaking of motorcycles, my good buddies in the chat room, good morning to Joe and Sungold and Onion Grower and others. There's an article in the Washington Post. MSNBC correspondent asked government official Darren Cornia to discuss recent rumors that have been in circulation regard to registered motorcycle owners being placed on a classified FBI gang list. Can this be true? Here's the question. If I were to make the statement all registered motorcycle owners are currently showing on a classified FBI gang list, would that statement be true or false? That would be a true statement. The FBI has been collecting and compiling Department of Motor Vehicle and Driver's License Division records for a purpose of adding those that own motorcycles to a classified gang list since 1994. Now, is this true? Could this, I mean, really be true? Or am I being spoofed here by people in the chat room? It says Washington Post. And so I just got, you know, I'm just saying, can this really be true? Or is this something that is, okay, this isn't true. This is something that comes out of the Onion or something like that that's not true. You guys are, you know what, good job there. It's one of those things that says, like Ted Cruz says, he's thankful for Obamacare. He saved 20% on, okay, good try. That, no, this is the FBI is not keeping all the, all the motorcycle riders in the, thanks a lot there, Joe and Sungold. Thanks a lot. Okay. All right. The time is 25 till 8. And let's talk about, as long as we're talking about, we've talked about, you know, our motorcycles there. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. Let's talk about drunk driving. We had somebody get killed yesterday in a DUI. Unfortunately, the one driving is not the one that got killed. The one that was DUI was not the one that got killed. He is facing a murder charge after he crashed into a Mitsubishi Eclipse driven by crashed into the driver of a Thunderbird, Mr. Russell Hager. This guy's being charged with murder. Simon, the guy that was driving under the influence, is being charged with murder, causing DUI, causing major injury, violating probation, driving on a suspended license, because guess what? He's been found guilty of DUI before. You know, when you see this, it's one of those things like you're saying, oh, what can we do? There's nothing you can do on something like that. The only thing you can do is find a way so they can't ever drive or find a way they can't ever drink. In this case, they're going to put him away for years, I hope. Because they've got him before and obviously didn't take, and it could be, I say drunk, it's driving under the influence. It could be drugs. It could be some kind of drugs. Also, besides alcohol, it could be something else. But when you see something like that, it's just, you have to, you know, people were reporting he was driving erratically down the road and were calling it in, but it was too late. He was, it was right there at Canyon and 273 right there by the Wind River light. It had nothing to do with Wind River, of course. As Sergeant Isley said from the police department, he could have done it anywhere along there, coming across the lane and hitting somebody. Sad. All right, we've got a lot of things to talk about here. Let's start with the fact that there's a mainstream media and Bo Bergdahl. Bergdahl being charged with desertion and even something even a little bit more strenuous called misbehavior in the face of the enemy, which, believe it or not, is more... can have more of an impact on Bergdahl's life than the desertion charge. The desertion charge, you could say that he was deserted with no intent of ever coming back, but you can't prove that because he's back. So that can get him 5 years. Misbehavior in the face of the enemy, however, can get him life in prison. And already the mainstream media is, and in fact, even in our own paper here, which I would like to think would have some kind of... would be more of a, you know, support of the right thing to do, though sometimes I'm surprised. Their headline says, Bergdahl charged despite escape attempts. Despite escape attempts. Can you see what's going on? Can you see the defense right now? Oh, Sergeant Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban and held for 5 years in terrible conditions. He tried to escape. Well, let's go back to the original part of it. Bo Bergdahl, are you sure he was captured by the Taliban? He just didn't turn himself in? No, let's just talk about that. Anyway, that's something else that'll come out. But he wouldn't have been a captive for 5 years if he hadn't neatly stacked his clothes and left his post and headed out into Taliban country. There he got caught. They held him for 5 years, but we don't know he was tortured. We don't know if he tried to escape. We don't know what happened there. We just have his word, the word of a deserter. So when you start talking about this, trying to feel sorry, they're already starting. What was he thinking psychologically when he did it? Who cares? He deserted. They're doing this Chelsea Manning. It's the same kind of Chelsea Manning defense. Oh my gosh, you know, he was so confused about being a woman. Is that coming next? Is Bergdahl going to stay out? You know what? I was really confused about who I was. I was really thinking I was, I really thought I was a woman trying to escape to the Taliban. You know, this whole thing is such a bunch of crap. Bergdahl knew what he was doing. He got up, he left his people. Now, here's the worst part is people went out looking for him because they didn't know what had happened. And over the space of the next couple of months, people going out specifically looking for Bergdahl had six soldiers killed, and how many others wounded, maybe lost limbs, looking for this man who deserted. He deserted to the Taliban. You have no word about what happened except his, and you already, the mainstream media is saying, well, you know, he spent enough time in jail because he was held captive by the Taliban. Nah, he was only there because he deserted to the Taliban. That's why he was there. And so to say that he's already been in jail for 5 years is, gosh, disingenuous or naive or just criminal to say things like that. He was only there because he deserted. If he had stayed with his unit and finished, then he wouldn't have had this problem. The other thing somebody said is, well, you know, look, he was, the Army said, served with great distinction, and they promoted him. They promoted him while he was missing. This is what they do to everybody. They just keep promoting them while they're missing, or they've heard, you know, they're POW, because you're not going to make charges until you get them back and you talk to them. Hey, guess what? If he's found guilty, and I have no idea how he couldn't be found guilty, but if he's found guilty, he forfeits that $300,000. That's, you know, it's kind of being held for him. He forfeits all of his promotions. He gets a dishonorable discharge. And then forget about anything else after that. Once you get a dishonorable discharge, it's, you know, it's a felony. That court-martial will be a felony offense. Here's the thing. I'm glad the Army stood up to the White House, because the White House has been making all types of pressure for them not to make these charges like this. Oh, just make it desertion. Oh, you know, can get him out. Then we just kind of like let him slide out. No. The Army stood up and did the right thing there. But here's where the Army went wrong. It took them a year to do it. A year. They delayed for a year on something that was so cut and dried that a PFC in one of his squads could have told him. He deserted. We went on after him. PFC Schmuckatelli was killed looking for him. Hey, why don't you ask us? And then the total mistakes. Oh, it's so embarrassing to see the President of the United States with the deserter's parents in the Rose Garden, one of whom looks with the long beard and the hair, who is, you know, say, you know, that is, for whatever reason, talking about how, oh, you know what, we got this man back, you know, and that, you know, and Susan Rice served with distinction and honor. No, he didn't. He deserted. Everybody in his unit knew it. Everybody in the Army knew it. This is the funny thing. Everybody in the Army knew it. Ask them. Oh, yeah, we know about him. Here's the other thing. We trade 5 commanders of the Taliban for this guy. 5 commanders of the Taliban are in some, what, gutter right now? 2 of them have already tried to get out and go back to the fight. But they're only under house arrest or whatever they're doing for another couple of years, if I understand this right. And then off they go back into the fight. So what do we get? We got Bo Bergdahl back. I just don't understand sometimes. I mean, is it too cut and dried? Is it really too cut and dried? Can you really not? As long as we're talking about, military, let's talk about veterans. Let's talk about the cemetery. Yesterday we talked about the cemetery having, the state was leaning into them, saying that, you know, we're doing away with your cemetery committee. You know, you didn't do things the right way. And even though you gave us this paperwork, oh, you know what, you know, but you know what, it's been going on for like 10 years, right, 10 years. So here's our editorial in the Record Searchlight. New cemetery rules honor vets. Our affection goes far beyond what you might observe in other communities, probably, because we have a lot of veterans here. We have very active groups thinking up new ways to honor the troops, both current and former. Okay, you know, I'm going, okay, so far so good in the editorial. And we have all these groups, and it's the first state-run vet cemetery in California. Thank you, Senator Johanneson, and so many other people that worked on this. And the interior monuments that followed to honor Pearl Harbor, Korean War veterans, Green Berets, submariners, Purple Heart recipients, and Golden Star mothers. Some of them, and they're solid built to last, have been in place for 5 years. But now, when Air Force were turned down in their bid to place a monument on the hilltop, they took their case to Sacramento. Enter the bureaucrats, ta-da, who determined that none of the monuments had won formal approval of the cemetery's landlord, the state. It's not clear how that happened, nor how the cemetery's 7-member monuments and memorial committee could have operated for 10 years without the state approval. But somebody finally noticed. And what's their solution to this? They disbanded the committee. All right. Now, here's where, as far as I'm concerned, Record Searchlight starts going real south there. And when they informed the locals that all these memorials were illegal, veteran groups were alarmed at the thought of trying to move them all. Because that's what they said. Hey, you guys are going to have to move these. Well, of course, we started fighting back, led by John Kleckner and Kim Chamberlain and others. And then they also Steve Jorgensen, who used to run the cemetery up there. Hey, look, I've got paperwork. And he showed them the paperwork, things he'd sent in three or four times to the state. But the state, it was too, they were too bureaucratic, or they just didn't care, or maybe they were just out on leave. It was sent many times. It just wasn't answered. Okay. And now the state, day before yesterday, backed away from the notion. And they're letting the monument stay. Okay, great. That makes sense. They will place stricter controls on future monuments like those planned by the Air Force and Vietnam veterans. Now, here's the part that really and these guidelines will dictate size, scope, and placement. Here's the part that kind of I'm just having a real hard time with. And it says, it's hard to fathom how such a monumental misunderstanding could have occurred. It's because the state did not act on the paperwork that was sent to them for over the last 5 or 6 years. But it sounds like the cemetery folks should be paying more attention to all the bureaucratic fine print. There's where it goes. The Citizens Committee, who are doing the right thing, who kept sending the stuff in and weren't answered, and they didn't answer their phone calls. Now the paper puts it back on the cemetery committee, the memorial committee. Oh, I guess you should have just filed, you should have just worked harder to make them pay attention. This is where it's on. Meanwhile, the state's new plan should keep future memorials organized and tasteful. They will be consigned to an area. It's an attractive plan that puts future memorials on the same playing field. Here's where you're wrong, Record Searchlight. What you've done is you have just said, oh, the state knows better than the community. The state knows better than this community of fine people made up of veterans and people who are supporting the cemetery and supporting these organizations that come up with these. Now, I defy anybody to say any of these memorials up there are not tasteful, that they don't do the job. I defy anybody to do that, but not the Record Searchlight. The Record Searchlight takes the side of the government over the people who had tried to do the right thing. They were ignored, so they did it. And they did a great job. And so what do we get? Oh, let the bureaucracy handle it. Let the state handle it. This is what happened. For years, they were putting in the conceptual plans and putting in more and more. And what happens? Do they ever get an answer? No. In their own words, no. So what do? We wouldn't have had one memorial up there if the people hadn't done the right thing. So when you hear somebody, an editorial writer, say something like that, oh, they should have paid attention to the bureaucratic fine print. No. The bureaucrats should pay attention to the people that pay their salaries. And they should have acted on it. And if there was something 5 years ago, then they should have acted on it. They chose not to. If that's the case, to abdicate their responsibility, the people stood up and the people put the memorials in there. And now to trust the state to do the right thing, it makes you have to wonder. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. Perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Come rock and roll with Reading Republican Women. Go back in time to the 50s as we celebrate our fourth annual Wine and Brew event during cool April nights at the Elks Lodge. Libations, appetizers, and a live DJ. $25 tickets, call Diana Branch at 941-2100. Thank you to our sponsors, Mosley Family Cellars, Mount Tehama Winery, Elpin Cellars, New Clairvaux, Armor Low, Bernsini Vineyards, Lucero Olive Oil, and Woody's Brewing Company. Wednesday, April 22nd at the Elks Lodge, a fundraiser to benefit the scholarship program and Bucket of Books.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, March the 27th. The time is 8:53 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Weather always brought to you by Chester Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Chester Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. And you know, Chester Regional knows that medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change their lives. Great words from Chester Regional Medical Center. Good people there. All right. Now people are starting to back off. Oh, Carl, I had nothing to do with it. Joe posted the article. I can't believe that you all trolled me like that. And I read it and I thought, this can't be right. You know, when I start to read something that says, you know, that all the motorcycle riders are put down as members of gangs, I just love it. Okay. New ruling. Sex offenders can now live within 2,000 feet of schools and parks. Before you go completely high and to the right, as we say, when that came out before, what happened, you know, when you see that, it's, oh, gosh, you know, and it was based on Jessica's Law, and 70% of the people voted on it to keep sex offenders that far away. Well, what they ruled in San Diego was this unconstitutional because, first of all, depending on where you live, everybody's within 2,000 feet of a park or a school. So they were having problems finding even housing to keep them there and to take care of them. But the other thing on this was then is that this does not pertain to pedophiles or those whose sex crimes involve children. So that group, which is, I think, the group that most people are really afraid of or concerned about, having them near the children, this does not, you know, it does not pertain to them. So they cannot be within the 2,000 feet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some sex crimes are something as silly or stupid as urinating in a public place and, you know, years ago and being caught, other things like that. I'm not saying they all are. There's, you know, sex crimes are horrendous. But this keeps the pedophiles at least away from the schools and those who committed sexual offenses with children. Oh, gosh. You see all the things that are going on. I mean, this whole thing that's going on with in Yemen, with the Yemen government falling, you've got Saudi Arabia calling 150,000 troops and moving them to next, you know, moving them up to the border. The problem with Yemen is that, of course, it's right there where all the oil moves through. You've got the United States working with the Iranians, you know, bombing the ISIS and Tikrit, and then you're bombing the Iranian force, you know, backed forces in Yemen. This is just, you know, is anybody having a tough time keeping it straight about whose side we're on and what's going on in the Middle East? Hey, Bob, you are always, I mean, you sit through a lot of these shows. Yeah.
Including my own.
Yeah. But the thing about it is when you see these things, to me it seems like President Obama's, whatever his Middle Eastern policy is, it is disintegrated completely. I mean, we're in the middle of a firefight where, you know, you're firing in all directions. I mean, is this something that you're picking up on? I mean, you're here doing the news every day and all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As one of the administration spokespeople put it, it's a very complex policy, which is a nice way of saying
it's a complex policy. It's a complex policy. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was a complex policy. Here's what I see is that since there was relative stability in the Middle East, we had whacked Al-Qaeda. We had run them out of town in Iraq. They were building up their forces. They were actually having, you know, free elections. Women were being appointed to justices' offices and these kind of things. And then in the turmoil and the rapid wanting to get out of Iraq, we didn't sign the status of forces agreement. Yeah, you can try and blame it on the Iraqis, but let's just face it. The State Department totally blew that one. Thank you, Ms. Clinton. And then so it only took 3 years before the Al-Qaeda on steroids, ISIS, to come back and start winning. So here's the problem then. We have this going on in throughout the Middle East. Egypt came apart during the Middle Eastern spring there or whatever, and now they're under military rule again. You've got Syria with Assad fighting and still has power there. And it's fighting against rebel groups, some ISIS back, some who we don't even know who he's fighting. And we can't even figure out who to give guns to. Can you believe this? For the first, you know, we give guns to everybody. We can't figure out who to give them to in Syria. Libya, we take out Gaddafi. And what do we have there? We have a non-country now because they can't figure out, nobody's strong enough to win. I'm not even going to talk about Somalia, who has never done anything right since after we'd been there in the 90s. And then, of course, Yemen has fallen. That was the big success story of the Obama administration. That just fell to the Houthi, which now the Saudis are bombing like crazy. Let's see what else. Who else we got there? Oh, Israel. And in the middle of this, Israel and Iran. Iran seeking nukes. And then if all the stuff that's leaking out about this agreement, that they can have so many thousand centrifuges, they can have them buried deep in the earth. There won't be as many inspections. I mean, all of these things are coming out. Now, you know, we haven't heard the last thing, so a lot of this could just be conjecture. But the bottom line is the Middle East is a powder keg. You've got the Middle East fighting against each other for the first time. And now you've got, you know, that there's what's going to be the result of this. You've got one country in there that is friendly to the United States. I mean, really friendly, and that's Israel. And we are abandoning Israel. Obama, for some reason, thinks that Israel is our enemy. And I haven't quite figured that one out yet. Time's 7:59 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. Great, great success story. Second generation, six of them in town. More on the way. Their MedSync allows you to have all your medications come due on the same day so you can pick them up with just one phone call, one trip. And if you can't make it, Owens Pharmacy delivers. What a great group of people. They know what they're doing. We use Owens Pharmacy. Locally owned, locally operated. That's where you need to do is support your local businesses. We'll be right back after this message. We're going to be talking to William Tellinger about ISIS, just what we were just talking about.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he will not seek re-election when his current term ends in 2016.
In a video released by his office, the Nevada Democratic senator sought to dismiss any speculation that his decision not to seek re-election had anything to do with injuries he sustained in an exercise accident earlier this year. That accident left him with broken bones and partial vision in one eye. In the statement, Reid also said his decision had nothing to do with his ability to be re-elected, saying that he believed the path to re-election was actually much easier than at any other time he has run. But Reid did say he did not want to use up resources that he believed could help other Democrats elsewhere run for office and win back the Senate in 2016.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. Even as search crews continue the grim task of gathering bodies and debris in the French Alps, new revelations about the co-pilot, who, some say, deliberately crashed that plane this week. German prosecutors say they found torn up sick notes for the day of the crash as they search the pilot's homes in two German cities. About 100 miles north of Baghdad, the battle continues for Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. Iraqi forces try to recapture the city from ISIS. A Somali police official says a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden car at the gate of a hotel, one popular with government officials in Mogadishu. No information yet on casualties. Authorities say two people remain unaccounted for following an apparent gas explosion yesterday that leveled three buildings in Manhattan's East Village. These neighbors were caught off guard.
Never smelt gas, never had an issue in the building.
Bad weather and rising gasoline prices pushing consumer sentiment lower last month.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index fell to 93 this month from 95.4 in February. The survey's chief economist, Richard Curtin, says despite the decline, consumer optimism for the first 3 months of 2015 was the highest in a decade.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News.
100 million viewers experienced the wonder of the epic miniseries, The Bible. Now comes the next chapter, A.D., The Bible Continues, on NBC. Producers Mark Burnett and Roma Downey.
A.D., The Bible Continues, picks up the story at the crucifixion of Jesus.
A.D. 33, the Romans are starting to lose a grip on power.
These disciples take on the Roman Empire.
This is Game of Thrones meets The Bible.
A.D., The Bible Continues, Easter Sunday, April 5th on NBC.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. For over 10 years, we've been telling you eHarmony.com is the best place to find a loving relationship, proven by over 565,000 marriages to date. We'll help you find someone, too, who will love you with passion and commitment. That's our calling. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
The president is backing the government's proposed new rules to protect people from falling victim to so-called payday loans.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says rules are needed to keep Americans out of falling into a debt trap. President Obama agrees. He says there's nothing wrong with making a profit, but some payday lenders gouge customers with sky-high interest rates.
If you're making that profit by trapping hardworking Americans into a vicious cycle of debt, you got to find a new business model. You got to find a new way of doing business.
The president says he'll veto any Republican bill that tries to unravel Wall Street reform.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. The White House, meanwhile, is announcing a five-year plan to help fight the threat of antibiotic-resistant germs. It's an effort to deal with once treatable germs that can now kill. That's because repeated exposure to antibiotics can lead germs to become resistant to those very same drugs that were once effective. This is SRN News. Goodbye, Sweet 16. It's on to the Elite Eight for four of the teams that played yesterday in round one of the Sweet 16 action. Arizona advancing with a 68-60 win over Xavier. Arizona guard T.J. McConnell says they came through late in the game when they were trailing.
We're kind of playing with a mentality of refuse to lose and do whatever it takes. And, you know, a lot of teams would have folded in our position tonight, but we showed a lot of heart and resiliency and, you know, big players made big-time plays, and I'm proud of all my teammates.
Wisconsin on to the next round after a 79-72 win over North Carolina. Badgers coach Bo Ryan says team shooting was a key.
I said if we shoot over 50% or better, that's the way we can get this game. So you saw we shot 57 and made our free throw. So that was a difference.
Third-seeded Notre Dame dominated Wichita State. The Irish advanced to the Elite Eight for the first time in 36 years. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is with family, extended family is ill. 8:05 in the morning here on March the 27th, Friday. 52 degrees out there. You know, we're going to have a great day today. Sunny with a high near 80. Maybe a chance of showers tonight. Wouldn't that be nice? And then, but Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. In fact, all the way through Monday, sunny. With no chance of rain after tonight. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. A lot of other things going on this weekend, of course. The Vietnam, Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Commemoration, 10 o'clock tomorrow up at IGO at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Will be a memorial service for the Shasta County servicemen killed in action in Vietnam. I believe there's 47 sons of Shasta County who died during Vietnam. And then at 12 noon, a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day program at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. A lot of things going on this weekend, of course, and also the Youth Violence Prevention Council fundraiser, which we by the way have tickets for. If you would like a couple of tickets to go to this barbecue fundraiser, it'll get you a tri-tip dinner. You can drive through or just stay for the day down at Caldwell Park. Just give us a call at 605-4567, and we will give you two tickets, or we'll even give you a family pack of four. 605-4567. We're going to give away some tickets later on in the show to the Home and Garden Show, too. That's going on right now. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Our friends over there have been in the business over 20 years, providing just, you know, exemplary service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, they can give them to you. You have an emergency, call Martin, and he or his associates and the people that work for him in this company, in this ever-expanding company, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service if you need it. And with the season coming on, it's already 80 degrees here in end of March, not even April. You might want to have that air conditioner conditioned. You might want to have it looked at. Make sure all of your filters are clean, the air ducts are working. Head on down to Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, in the last hour, I started going on about the Middle East and the problems we're having. And I can't, you know, anything that you're addressing with the Middle East, you have to address ISIS. And today we have an author and lecturer and educator by the name of Dr. William Forstjen. And Dr. Forstjen is our guest today, and good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Where are you located at, Doctor?
Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, you know what? I did see that. And you know what? That is a beautiful place. Down in Asheville, because I think it's famous for the furniture that comes out of Asheville.
Oh, yeah, and the most wonderful mountains east of the Mississippi, and it's supposed to snow here a bit tonight. So,
well, see, here's the East Coast. You all are getting hammered with that, and
yep.
we're getting no rain out here again, so in California. So we're expecting a very smoky summer again. Doctor, you've written a book, and it's called The Day of Wrath. And it just, you know, it talks about an attack within the borders of the United States by ISIS.
Let me jump to the point where I decided to write the book. I've written a number of books. I wrote one about EMP called One Second After, and I just wrapped up writing a sequel. I'll peg it to the exact date, June 28th.
Okay.
On that morning, I'm watching the news, and the first photos are coming out of the ISIS offensive that swept into Iraq. And even Fox News was saying images of purported executions. I'm a military historian, and within 15 minutes, I had probed into the internet, and I was actually looking at the footage. These were not purported executions. These were mass murders that made the Nazis look like a bunch of amateurs. Later that day, there's a news item about the complete collapse of security along our southern border. That evening, I'm having a conversation with my fiance, and she hit me with a whammy. It was, Bill, I have a feeling God's kind of nudging you to write something about this. And the opening line, if folks decide to get the book, you can get it on Amazon, Kindle. The opening line in the foreword is, I didn't want to write this book. It was like going into your worst nightmare and then spending weeks dwelling on it. These were not purported executions. They were mass murders. Border security has collapsed, and it kept taking me to an incident that happened on September the 1st, 2004, the Beslan Massacre. Folks can find it on Wikipedia, B-E-S-L-A-N, where Islamic terrorists seized a school in Russia and murdered over 300 children. That is the type of thing ISIS is going to wind up doing here. They're going to go for the soft targets, our schools, churches, synagogues. Those are going to be the targets.
Marathons.
And they have no compunctions about murdering children. They're doing it right now. As you and I are talking, every day, children are being murdered.
Well, let's go back into this then, Doctor. You say, you know, I know that you're an educator and that what started you into, I mean, this is, like you said, your second book and on this one here, but you've gotten into the historical aspects of this, and the fact is that you are a war historian, or you study the history of war. Do you see, you know, from your many years of study, are we heading down a road that that it's going to be a battle within the continental United States and then push out worldwide?
America better wake up to the fact we're already in World War III. You know, most Americans think World War II started on December 7th. Those at least who can pass one of those street tests that you see late at night where when did the war start, it actually started in 1939 in Europe. But historians point out it really started in 1931 when the Japanese invaded Manchuria and then Italy invades Ethiopia. The conflict was already building while we just said, oh, it's never going to bother us. It's never going to happen to us. And then it happened. And over 400,000 Americans died trying to set things straight by 1945. We got to wake up. ISIS has clearly said they're going to bring their offensive into Europe and into the United States. And I absolutely must recommend an article that was published in Atlantic Magazine last month. Atlantic is not some right-wing magazine. It's a bit left of center. Please look up the March issue of Atlantic Monthly titled, What Does ISIS Want? It will put ice water down your back. It's about their theology of a cataclysmic war, and they wish to provoke us into that.
Do you believe that when Obama was unable to get that SOFA, that Status of Forces Agreement, signed with Iraq, that this played into the hands of the Iranians perfectly?
Oh, gosh. Do we have 3 hours?
Well, no, but you know what? If it's really good, I can skip I skip breaks now and then.
Unfortunately, I got a doctor's appointment in an hour because...
Well, look, you know, we can keep you here as long as you want because, you know, this is one of the things. You know, I'm a retired military, and I spent time in Iraq, twice, in fact, in Iraq.
Yes.
And the plan...
Well, thanks for your service on that.
Well, you know, it's an honor to serve this country. And I don't use that as a throwaway line. It is an honor to serve this country. We're going to have to take a break here, but here's let me throw this one out at you, and then we'll take a break and you come back and let's talk about it. You know, for all the time I was there and from the time that I can remember... And I was at, you know, on higher levels and lower levels. The plan was always to have at least three bases and 10,000 to 15,000 troops left in Iraq just to prevent, you know, just to help them build this democracy, this very, very, you know, fledgling democracy, and to protect them from the Iranians. That was always the plan. And then within a couple of years of Obama coming in, when they failed to sign that Status of Forces Agreement and we pulled out dramatically, it was just anybody who had been there, who had served there, that had any type of common sense, knew what was coming, and this was exactly what we believed was going to happen. But
and you think of the blood of your comrades that you saw spilled there, and The question now is for what?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick...
The Obama's policy, yes.
And so, yeah, and then I know we want to talk about the complete underestimation of what ISIS was, too. Our guest is Dr. William Forstgen. He's written a book called Day of Wrath, but he's been studying what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening there now for years. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot.
Tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. The time is 8:19 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day of 80 degrees. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. That's right, 2539 Larkspur. You're hearing from our guest about could be something happening in the United States. I think it's just a matter of time before things happen. So perhaps you should have a way of protecting yourself. Well, how about heading down to Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading? They have a super selection of both pistols and long guns. Any type of ammunition you could possibly want is there. John Bastiani is one of the best gunsmiths in all of California, which means all of the world, right here in Redding, California. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by there. You always feel welcome at Bastiani Arms. I have 2 tickets for the Home and Garden Show, which is going on today, tomorrow, and tomorrow. I have two tickets for the first caller, 605-4567, and we'll get these. You can pick them up today for either today's. You can go there today or tomorrow. And, in fact, I'll be giving away a couple more later in the show. 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. William Forsten, who has written a book called Day of Wrath. And one of the things that we were talking about before, oh, first of all, welcome back, doctor.
Pleasure to be with you.
Okay, one of the things we talked about is how when as soon as we pulled out without leaving troops, did you see a tragedy getting ready to happen there as we did?
Absolutely, yes. Analogy, 1945, we win the war in Europe, and within 3 months we had basically set the entire army out, and Soviet expansionism was sitting there waiting. It was the beginning of the Cold War. Your comrades in Iraq, whether your listeners agree with going into Iraq or not, the situation was there, and the Obama administration dropped the ball. Part of the reason I wrote Day of Wrath was when I started on in June a year ago, recall our leader declaring, ISIS is the JV team, and I don't have a strategy for it. That's one heck of a statement to make to the world, isn't it?
When he said that, you know what, I had to go back and go back and say, okay, perhaps this was just reported wrongly. But his, but it completely wrong. You know, I think what they say that you can put on a Kobe Bryant uniform shirt, but you're not Kobe Bryant. I mean, it's like, oh, okay. Obviously,
and they have
they were wrong.
They've expanded from 5,000 fighters 18 months ago to an estimated 50,000, and the franchise has expanded across at least 14 nations at this point. We're facing a cataclysmic war. And then this bizarre situation where Iran was actually in Iraq briefly. They pulled their troops out a couple of days ago when we did the airstrike on Tikrit. But when are we going to wake up?
Well,
and be it Shiite or Sunni, Iran, and just last week, Iran openly said they would EMP the United States. That, to me, is a terrifying scenario, and the news right now is essentially the negotiations on Iran containing Iran's nuclear program has totally collapsed.
Well, I was reading yesterday, or last night, I should say, that it looks like we're backing off some of our negotiating points. They can have more centrifuges and all this. The bottom line on this, though, is I think is a total lack of a coherent plan in the Middle East, which now has led to a total breakdown of what's going on in the over there. And now that if we're going to, and we're already putting more troops on the ground, I find this absolutely, I'm incredulous when I see this, that we're pushing more troops on the ground. We're leaving people in Afghanistan longer, which is probably a good idea because ISIS is starting to raise its little head there. And at the same time, we're trying to do, trying to cut back in our military and everything that has to do with the military. I mean, are we heading for a perfect storm here, doctor?
Yes, we are. And we have to wake up to it. In the same way, I'm a historian. I tell people I feel like I'm living in 1938 in England or 1941 in America. The storm is there. And you can't stick your head in the sand any longer because, frankly, if you got your head in the sand, you got your butt in the air ready to be kicked. And ours is in the air ready to be kicked.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, some people, we fought for Al-Qaeda for so long. Al-Qaeda was somebody in the shadows, and we had to hunt them down. ISIS being more out there, but do you feel that ISIS is a lot more dangerous than Al-Qaeda?
Infinitely more dangerous. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, one could say, is our grandfather's version of terrorism. ISIS, remember, is a breakaway from Al-Qaeda, declaring Al-Qaeda was not radical enough and was not effective enough. ISIS knows how to use social media quite effectively for its recruiting and also for its intimidation. And Al-Qaeda, it strikes inside the United States, were essentially commercial military targets. ISIS has perfected terrorism. And again, I go back to the term soft target. I teach at a college. Every day I walk into the camp, my building, I see that big sign. This is a gun-free zone. That really makes me feel secure.
Well, if it's
what could three terrorists do in a school inside of 20 minutes?
Well, look what one person did inside of Virginia Tech. Killed what? How many people did he kill? 30-something, 31 people there? And so if you had, and that was keeping it in just one spot. You're right. What could three people that are determined do on a campus?
Consider Newberry, a new town where 20 children died. And I had a conversation with a Connecticut trooper who was in that building as part of the disposal, bomb disposal units. And off record, it's clearly stated, you talk to a lot of law enforcement people, is that they're in support of well-trained. I'm not talking about village idiots. I'm talking about well-trained teachers, most of them ex-military. You're ex-military, for example, and trained to carry a concealed weapon. You might not be able to stop a terrorist, but you can slow them down. You can buy a precious 10 minutes for professionals to respond.
Well,
right now, it's a free fire zone.
Yeah, anytime you see a place that says this is a gun-free zone, I mean, the only people that obey that are law-abiding people. More than enough gun laws. It says felons can't have it. You can't shoot somebody. It's against the law. I mean, obviously, people don't pay attention to these things.
I mean, like I said, I feel really secure walking into a building and seeing that. And can you? I mean, it's almost like it's a bad caricature. You can picture the three terrorists coming up to, oh, Ali, it's a gun-free zone. Let's go home. No.
That is a clear signal for them to
go in and kill 200 to 300 children, as happened in Beslan or it happened in Pakistan with the Taliban back in December.
You know, this is something that people don't realize. You know, American people are good people. We have a tendency to look for the good in a lot of people and good in things. You know, and when they come face to face with evil, they haven't had really to do that. Not really in the last 60, 70 years come face to face with evil. But you find that when you go over to places like this and you watch what they do, and they cut the fingers off children for going to school. They kill women because they want to have an education. They behead Christians because, they're Christian. These are the kind of things that we don't face every day or even in our lifetimes, the people in the United States. And for that, they can't understand this hatred, this systemic hatred from people that are brought up this way. And that will do almost anything. They'll do anything. They'll give their lives. They'll put explosive vest on them with ball bearings and walk into a crowd and have no problem at all pulling the trigger on that one, killing dozens, hundreds. And yet we have a tough time in this country realizing that this is, you know, that there's people out there that want to do nothing more than to destroy our way of life.
You hit it exactly, because you served over there. You saw it. Americans, think of the famous footage of several years back of a medic working on one of our troopers, and the sniper shoots him. Minutes later, they drag the sniper in wounded, and what did the American medic do? Started treating the very man who had shot him 5 minutes earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what we are, and we don't grasp just how satanic the thinking is on the other side.
So what would you say then, when you wrote your book, what do you want people to do when they get this? And by the way, how do we get Day of Wrath?
Day of Wrath is available, as you say, in better bookstores everywhere. The easiest way to get it is just the Kindle edition on Amazon or iTunes or Nook, or you can order it through bookstores. I'm proud to say it just received its 700th review on Amazon a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
But what do we do? Until there's a change in administration, I've really lost hope and a top-down reaction. Here's my controversial point. I think every parent should be questioning their school system today and not accept the political correct stupidity of the responses. We need better security on our schools. That's going to be tough. There's 100,000 schools to choose from. I'm convinced they're going to go out of school. I was at Mass a couple of weeks ago and talking to my priest who quietly, I'm going to make him anonymous. He carries. He carries. So my number one job is to protect the faith and encourage the faith of my flock, but the second point is to protect my flock. Because within his community, they're talking about churches being hit. If I was a Jewish community leader, I would be very on edge right now with synagogues, schools, those would be high-profile targets inside the United States because of their psychotic hatred of Jews. You better be ready. This is going to be a very different war than anything we've ever fought before.
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think that people realize that. You know, and when we open these borders, I mean, I've known for years, for a long time, there's a lot of battles going along that border nobody ever knows about. We'll never know about to keep.
It's a free fire zone down along the field part
well,
of our southern border.
There are, you know, but we have groups of people out there, you know, special ops groups and all that, making sure, you know, they're meeting some of these groups come across. But nobody will ever convince me they've caught every one of them. So it's just a matter of time, and I don't know if we're prepared for that. I do know that a strong Second Amendment, at least you can protect yourself and your family if something starts to happen, hopefully. If you're trained. Hey, you going to be able to stay longer? You got to run.
I was over in Iceland last week watching an eclipse and how that relates to it. I picked up a travel bug on the plane back. So this is respiratory garbage. So I got a doctor appointment in 30 minutes.
Okay.
But I'd love to continue the conversation at some point.
Okay. So, well, we'll get you back on again because I'm gonna write to you because I've got your book now and I'm going to take a look at it. But it's interesting some of the things you're saying and the fact that your priest carries because, you know, we're up here in a very, you know, gun-friendly area in Northern California. We're not like the rest of California. We have more concealed carry permits per capita than any place else. And it's because...
Well, there's a funny point there. I offered to be the altar boy and said, I'll carry two if you want, Father. He said, no, one's enough.
One's never enough.
It's a heck of a world, isn't it?
It is, you know. Like well, thanks a lot for joining us, and I hope you feel better. And we'll get back to you again, Bill, and we'll have you back on because I want to talk about a couple other things too.
And yet again, thank you for your service to America. It's deeply appreciated.
Thank you very much. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning. Good morning here. It's Friday, March the 27th, 52 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out there. Veteran-owned business. We're talking about veterans and people serving the country. It's a veteran-owned business. Seniors and veterans discounts, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Foreman's Jewelry is bringing us the segment, though. 2225 Hilltop Drive. And our friends there. And Leonard will always give you, always has a great sale going on, whether it's estate jewelry or anything else. And what you want to do is talk to him and then see what he's got in that big safe there. Because he holds back some of the great stuff there. Anything you want, Leonard can do. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Give him a call at 222-2750, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. Okay, we just had the William Forster on, who wrote that book, Day of Wrath, and about an attack within our borders here. And I'm hearing, I'm reading our chat room, and Joe and Sungold and Craig. Here's what Craig has said is here. This is what we're launching at ISIS to deter them, and they're what the United States is. We're dropping gruesome flyers over the ISIS-controlled territory. I love it. But we're also, Craig, but also we are dropping some pretty remote control, or we're dropping in bombs and everything. I've seen some of that. If there's one good thing about ISIS as opposed to Al-Qaeda, all right? Al-Qaeda was not the terroristic, gruesome, horrible beheadings, fingers being cut off, people being stoned to death, people being burnt to death. I mean, come on. These guys have taken it to the, have taken it up. They've really, they stepped up the game there. And the other thing they can do is they use social media so well. Everything they do, it's on social media. And this is the way they're recruiting. This is why you're seeing young women leaving Canada to go fight for ISIS. Or leaving different parts of Europe, going to fight for ISIS. It's all social media, and they're luring them in almost as a sexual predator will. But they're doing it. So, they're coming there, so then they've got a number of people there. They've got European passports because they're from Europe. So, but now the one, if you want to say one good thing about ISIS, is that they're out in the open. They're fighting out in the open. If we really wanted to put our minds to it, we could destroy ISIS, at least their military arm, relatively quick with a coordinated bombing schemes and, yes, boots on the ground. Because it's going to take that to root them out, because otherwise they just hide. It's going to take you to clear an area and hold it. Clear and hold, clear and hold. We finally got that, we have that strategy finally in Iraq. And this was Bush. Finally said, okay, look, I'm giving you the people. Let's go on a search and hold mission. It worked. We won. We pushed Al-Qaeda out. ISIS out in the open, easier to fight that way. But as soon as you start hitting them like that, they're going to go like Al-Qaeda and go under the radar. The problem is that I see is we do have a porous border. We've had an incident where the Boston Marathon, and I hope nobody can forget that. We've had several small incidents, including, as far as I'm concerned, what happened at Fort Hood and a couple other incidents. Now, what happens when a big incident happens?
And, you know, I am not hoping this. I do not hope this happens. I hope that we, that our security forces can stop and do these all the time. But I can't help but think that it's just a matter of time that something horrible happens. And I just don't want it to happen. We've got to maintain. We've got to maintain our vigilance because these people hate us. ISIS and what they stand for is strictly abhorrent to any American. But what they want for us is, you know, is unthinkable in so many ways. So, okay, other things that are going on in our city and the county. Going back to the county and talking a little bit about our health, I find this interesting. When I see these things, what is the criteria and how was a survey conducted that says our health in Shasta County is this bad? And that it's dangerous to live in Shasta County. Well, more dangerous here because of violent crimes. But if you look what Sheriff Basenko says, well, look, most of these crimes were caused. These were on people that knew each other. They were in family or they were crimes of violence were unfortunately domestic violence. So that right there is most of the violent crimes. But it's too many. It is too many. But we do have places that we are doing, you know, better in. And the fact is the birth weight, low birth rate, weight, is less in Shasta County than other places in California. The fact is that our that we've have the people that feel they're in poor or fair health is less than it is in the rest of California. We smoke a lot more. We're heavier by 4%. We're more inactive. And this is the part that I can't understand since we have so many places to be active at. And the excessive drinking, 3% more than the rest of the state. Our alcohol-impaired driving deaths are 7% more. And, you know, that's driven home like we had just the other day or day before yesterday with that crash out at Wind River, or at the Wind River intersection, not at Wind River. Primary care physician ratio is good. Our dentist ratio, we're above the state average. Our mental health providers are more than the state average. Our high school graduation rate is higher than the state average. The ones that have some college is higher than the state average. But our children in poverty and children in single-parent households are higher than they are in the other part, in the rest of the state, which is – I don't understand that, it seems like, because it seems like in the large cities, if you look at statistics, there's the number of children born into just single-parent families is extremely large. Which is one of the problems when you have a smaller population, I guess, when we're doing this. Yeah. Okay, Ray, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Come rock and roll with Reading Republican Women. Go back in time to the 50s as we celebrate our fourth annual wine and brew event during cool April nights at the Elks Lodge. Libations, appetizers, and a live DJ. $25 tickets, call Diana Branch at 941-2100. Thank you to our sponsors, Mosley Family Cellars, Mount Tehama Winery, Elpin Cellars, New Clairvaux, Armor Low, Bernsini Vineyards, Lucero Olive Oil, and Woody's Brewing Company. Wednesday, April 22nd at the Elks Lodge, a fundraiser to benefit the scholarship program and Bucket of Books.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our last segment here on Friday, March 27th. 52 degrees today. It's going to go up to 80. Maybe a chance of rain tonight, but this whole weekend is going to be beautiful. A great time to go to the Home and Garden Show. And I have two more tickets for anybody that wants to go to the Home and Garden Show. Just give us a call at 605-4567, and you can get two tickets to the Home and Garden Show. It's going today and tomorrow. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Of course, we're being brought to you this hour, or this segment, by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. Man's last stronghold. I was just in there yesterday getting my hair cut. We have DC, Tim, and the young man in black, Logan. He's growing a beard so he can look like everybody else in the shop. A great place to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Just love that place. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Somebody called in yesterday and said, can I get a Carl Bott haircut there? You know what? Did I take some ribbing over that? But you know what? Maybe we can have a Carl Bott haircut right there. Yeah, I know. We're laughing. Everybody's laughing on that one. It's easy. You just stick your head into the buzzsaw. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Conrad, you've got an answer here.
Hey, yeah, the single mothers and the low income.
Yeah.
It's straight because you can't afford to live anywhere else in this state. Lake County, Plumas County, Trinity County, Shasta County. Well, Siskiyou County. But it just on a fixed income, they don't have anywhere to go. I mean, unless they're going to live on the street. You can't hardly have kids on the street. But
right.
That's what brought me to Shasta County is I'm on disability.
Right.
I couldn't afford. I had a sweetheart deal. I only paid like $1,400 a year to rent a three-bedroom home from family friends, and when the economy got tight, he needed more than that. So
yeah.
I came to Shasta County. I'm able to live on my meager disability pay and still be able to at least live. So,
well, that,
I
you
think
know what,
the place gets just a bad rap.
You know, Conrad, that makes sense. You know, we talk about that, is that it is cheaper up here, maybe up to 30% cheaper living up in Shasta County. I'm always kind of amazed at that because I've lived in all over California, and I find a lot of the prices being very much like they are in Southern California, but you're right, the housing prices and some of these are can make it. So that is something that should be expected, but it doesn't mean, though, is that you can't get exercise or that you have to damage your body.
I've lost over 100 pounds since moving up here.
Well, yeah, see, that's what I mean.
It's just great.
Yeah. And, you know, when they say there's no place, there's less places to exercise, I'd look around here, and maybe I'm being naive, but I see all these trails. I mean, I don't care if you live in Shingletown or if you live downtown Reading. I mean, there's plenty of places you can go out and walk and do these kind of things, it seems like.
Oh, sure.
You lost 100 pounds.
There's just plenty.
Well, Conrad, I appreciate your phone call. That, you know, it gives a little bit of a different perspective. I like it.
Hey, and Garrett, thank you for you and your show, man. I love it every morning, man. It's just the greatest.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll keep it coming.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, we just gave away two tickets. Is that right there? I can't read it because you put it behind things.
Sorry.
Lee. Okay, Lee, you won two tickets, and come on down here at 1326 Market Street and pick them up right here. Let's go back to Bergdahl for a minute. Remember when I said, I
almost hate to do this. It's so easy. Bergdahl. Remember I said that the mainstream media is going to protect him, right? This comes from the New York Times. No need to prosecute Sergeant Bergdahl because it should exercise discretion in extraordinary cases, and he's one. And they've, you know, oh, he's having mental problems. And, oh, and like his lawyer. Now, this is what his lawyer says. He was naive and at times unrealistic. Excuse me. There are times that I am naive and unrealistic up to now and including now. And the Bob is always that way. So, you know, you cannot use that as an excuse. In a statement about the conditions of detentions released by his lawyer, again on his lawyer, and that he said, oh, he was chained to a bed, locked in a cage, shackled, and at times beaten. You know what? He wouldn't have been there if he hadn't deserted. Why don't we – have we forgotten that part? Have we forgotten that part that he chose to do this? But here it is, the New York Times, you know, and I'll tell you exactly why they're doing it. Okay? Why, Bob? Sit here. Why? Why are they doing it? Why is the New York Times and these other mainstream media pieces of crap doing this? You just turned over your coffee.
No.
Okay. Why are they doing this? Are they doing it for Bergdahl? To save him? Think about it. Okay. I'll tell you why. Okay. It's for Obama. It's to keep Obama from looking bad. He made a horrible decision. He turned five Taliban commanders loose who, let me tell you, are going to be back in the fight here in a year. And we got Bergdahl back. And now they're trying to say, oh, he's naive. And at times unrealistic in his opinions. Excuse me. I don't feel sorry for the fact he was shackled up. I don't feel sorry if he was shackled up. You don't know he was shackled up. The only way you have to know that he was shackled up is because Bergdahl tells you that. Well, what if Bergdahl is a liar, besides being a deserter? Uh-oh, thought ever crossed your mind? Of course not, because the New York Times is trying to protect President Obama. When he returned home last summer after the Obama administration agreed to release five Taliban prisoners, not just prisoners, commanders in the Taliban in exchange for it, and it appeared that many people in the military harbored deep animosity toward him. Some called him a coward and argued that he put troops in Afghanistan in harm's way as they devoted significant resources and energy for searching for him. That anger is understandable. You think everybody in the army was upset. It's a black eye on the army when one of your people deserts and goes to the enemy. And that's what he did. He headed out into Taliban land, and guess what? That's where the enemy was. But trying him for desertion and for allegedly engaging in misconduct and endangered his unit stands to accomplish little. Why? Why? Why does that have any? No. It's payback. It is payback. It's he did this. He put his own people at risk, his own buddies, his own brothers in combat. He put them at risk. That's why it's misbehavior in front of the enemy. It endangered his unit. And they say a conviction would most likely deprive a traumatized veteran of benefits. Yeah! Yes! You know what? I'm a man of great empathy and sympathy for people. I know people think, yeah, right. But it's true. I am. You know, the fact is that he will receive a dishonorable discharge. He will receive time in jail. I can't imagine him not. But to say that they're saying him that, but allegedly endangering him, but now a conviction most likely deprive a traumatized veteran of benefits, including medical care, which he will probably need for years. A dishonorable discharge will make it harder to rebuild his life as a civilian. So? I'm sorry. I just don't get this. Why are you feeling sorry for him? Where is your editorial about the six men that died going after him? How about the lives of these families or their children? How their lives are so much harder now because they were killed looking for him after he had deserted to the enemy. And I say to the enemy, yes, to the enemy, because he left and went out to where the enemy was. If he, you know, what kind, you know, you only have his word for it that, oh, no, I was just out there going, trying to just, why did he leave? You wandered away. And now, you're not one editorial, not one thing, not one piece written, not one word written by the New York Times about those men who died looking for him.
Want to hear the latest from Bergdahl's lawyer as to why he left? According to Bloomberg, says the former U.S. Army soldier, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, told military investigators he left his base in June of 2009 to report on misconduct in his unit and always intended to come right back.
You know what? This is, you know what? Here is, I mean, all right. I know. I just keep hearing things going off here, you know, around me. I'm not sure if it's just my, you know, it's just, you know, neutrons in my brain, or if it's brain cells just exploding when I read things like that, or I hear things like that. All right. Misconduct in his unit. He was just leaving in his civilian clothes after stacking his stuff, just going to wander out into the Taliban, and he was just going to report this to them, and then come on back. Yeah, I'm going to pick up my rifle again. It's people like the lawyer and the New York Times that just – I just – you know, and you wonder why people don't read papers anymore. You wonder why it would say a trial would publicly raise important questions about how Sergeant Bergdahl was allowed into the Army and whether there was missed opportunities to avert the crisis. Again, put the Army on trial. Put the Army on trial. This person who took off his uniform, put on civilian clothes, stacked all the stuff up, went out into Taliban country, and then at least six men killed, many more wounded looking for this guy. Not one word in an editorial about that from the New York Times or any of these other people around here. I can't wait. I just really want to, you know, this is a big thing. This is a big thing to the military. This is a big thing to veterans. About this, who have served and served honorably, to have this guy go out and then have all these people stand up for him for something he's done like this. You know, frankly, I don't know if I'll say anything else about Bergdahl until the final part of this. He should have been tried a year ago, is all I can say. The Obama administration leaned all over the Pentagon to keep him from doing it. Pentagon, you know what? Bless you. You came in with good charges, even though I know they were trying to make all types of deals. And that the Obama administration wanted just to sweep this one away after all the huge mistakes they've made. Just another one you can chuck up to President Obama and his total lack of understanding about the military. If one of his people had just said, gone over to the Army and said, hey, okay, you know, we're thinking about doing this. What do you think? And they said, okay, let's bring him back. But let's bring him back knowing he's going to be charged, let's not have his parents in the, you know, in the Rose Garden. Let's not make a big thing except we're bringing him back and trading him for five commanders. Well, who knows what will happen with that? Who knows what that's going to cost us in the future? All right. Okay. Hey, this weekend, Home and Garden Show is going. You've got the – at 10 o'clock tomorrow, be up at IGO for the 50th commemoration of the Vietnam veterans, for those that are died in combat, the 47 sons of Shasta County who have died there. That'll be up at IGO. And then, of course, at noon down at the at the Vet Center on Yuba Street, there'll be a lunch, free lunch. All types of other things going on. Tomorrow, of course, also is the Youth Violence Prevention Council, third annual barbecue fundraiser that goes out at Caldwell Park. You know what? We have two tickets for that, too. If you want to call in 605-4567, we have some tickets for that. I have a family pack for that. It'll get you a free I have three tickets for that. We'll get you a free barbecue, a tri-tip lunch or dinner. 605-4567 if you're interested in that. I hope everybody has a great weekend. You know, we got some super shows on the weekend here, starting with Swap and Sell with Dave and Ernie. If you got anything to sell, give them a call tomorrow morning and they'll sell it for you. Followed by Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. What a great pair they are, and listening to them. We also have, after that, we have Dr. Maria Salas with her own take on how to live healthy and being the best you can be that way. And then Nancy Sutton Pierce, who just earned her MD, not her MD, but her doctor. And, you know, we're going to have her on. She's going to talk about this. Then, of course, the Bob and Brenda with Boomer Tech. Great shows. After that, of course, our Armed America. One of our favorite shows, and then a number of other different great shows on then. Coming back to Sunday, starting at 8 o'clock till 3, we have local programming, starting with Jefferson State of Mind, then Sovereign Minds,
then All In with Patrick Jones and Tom Carrar and others, and Rob Burrows, and then followed by We the People. After that, we have our North State destination with Nate Abarea, who is going all over the state and finding great places to stay. So all this weekend, it's great things that we have going on, national, local shows.
And we're saying farewell to Dennis Miller and Roger Hitchcock tonight.
Oh, that's right. Dennis Miller and Roger Hitchcock. Tonight's the last night. They both retired from radio.
Coincidentally.
Coincidentally. But we've got some great shows coming in. You're going to really love these shows that are coming in over the weekend here. We'll be with both the woman side and others. We'll be back on Monday. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460. Have a great weekend.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The co-pilot who crashed that jetliner in the French Alps. They have found medical documents suggesting that Lubitz was hiding some kind of illness from his employer and colleagues. There are multiple German media reports that Lubitz had been treated for depression. Robert Oliver Calvo's son is among the 150 people who died in the crash.
I don't feel anger. I'm really sad for the father, the parents of that young pilot. I can't imagine what they're going through right now.
French police say while human remains have been recovered from the crash site, no intact bodies have been found. Now that he has decided not to run for re-election, what will Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid do with his time?
We have to make sure that the Democrats take control of the Senate again.